Saved by misfortune. As I was sorting through my email this week, I found a message from someone who works for Mayor Bloomberg, not in the mayor's office, but for his private company, a boy named Tom. Tom is 24 and was totally non-observant before 9/11. He ate only treif. He did not keep Shabbos. At 2 a.m. in the early morning of 9/11, Tom was at a going-away party in a friend's house. At 8 a.m. on 9/11, after a very short night's sleep, Tom would arrive at a 101st floor World Trade Center office, tower number 1, into which the first aircraft crashed around the 85th floor. At 2 a.m. in the early morning of 9/11, Tom did not know that in about 8 hours, he would not only die, but turn in seconds to smoke and ash, unless Hashem intervened to prevent his arrival at work. At 2 a.m., in the early morning of 9/11, Hashem did intervene by helping Tom break a toe. He could not get to work that morning, and after realizing that his life had been spared, Tom began a conversation with God. Ever since, he's been eating kosher food and keeping Shabbos. Now he wants to learn in yeshiva. The Sfas Emes taught one Purim in the late 1800s that from misfortune itself a Yeshua, salvation, comes. My wife told my son, now learning in Eretz Yisrael, if anything big and scary happens, I want to hear from you without delay. Obeying her instructions, he calls on Wednesday in the early morning at 2 a.m., 9 a.m. Jerusalem time. He says, Abba, a bus just blew up close to the yeshiva. He heard the explosion. I could hear loud sirens rushing by. This was not the first time. I've been on the phone with someone in Jerusalem asking me if I could hear sirens wailing. This was not the first time. I could hear with my own ears the shofar of Mashiach causing the land to tremble. The Navi Yirmiyahu and Perek Lamed, in a clear vision of the troubles that will plague us just prior to the final redemption, declares, Kai Amar Hashem, Kail Harada Shamanu, Pachad Ve'in Shalom. So says Hashem, the sound of terror has been heard, fear, and there is no peace. And the Navi continues, Eis Tsarahi LaYaakov, Umimena Ivashea. It is a time of distress for Yaakov, but he shall find his salvation from within it. From misfortune itself, a Yeshua comes. In Emes LeYaakov, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal wrote, quote, try to picture the feelings of the Bnei Yisrael during Makas Choshech, the plague of darkness. While the Mitzrim were frozen in place, in dreadful darkness, the Bnei Yisrael witnessed, in the light of day, more than 2 million Jews perishing from the earth. The survivors, from whom we directly descend, did not know the reason for this. Shaken and bewildered, they asked themselves, what is this that Hashem has done to us? This, writes Reb Yaakov, is our nechama, our consolation in the current matzav. Today we refer to the security meltdown in Israel as the Matzav, but Reb Yaakov was referring to the Second World War, the Chorban in Europe, when again, shaken and bewildered, we asked in disbelief, what is this that Hashem has done to us? From the loss of millions of Jews in Mitzrayim immediately preceding the redemption, it is mashma, writes Reb Yaakov, sha'anu kreivim l'geula. We can draw an unmistakable conclusion that we are close to the final redemption. From misfortune itself, a Yeshua comes. Just by the way, the Gra in the Evan Shlomo, Perek Yud Aleph, proves that the period of Hevelei Mashiach will last for 70 years. I can't tell you exactly when the 70-year period began, but no one doubts that the Chorban in Europe was a clear, cataclysmic example of Hevelei Mashiach. The Stipler said it beferish. Birth pangs preceding the coming of Mashiach will last 70 years. The Chorvin in Europe began some 65 years ago. You do the math. Let me leave you with this. When any Jew suffers misfortune, all Jews suffer misfortune because we are a ravim for one another. We belong to one another. His misfortune is our misfortune, and the message of our misfortune is always the same. The message is that a great Yeshua is coming, and Hashem wants us to prepare ourselves. How do we prepare ourselves? By doing more, by doing all we can for Kavod and Limud HaTorah. In the schus of honoring and learning Torah alone, the final redemption will come, says the Gra. In the schus of our doing more, doing everything we can to establish a proper kavias in learning by day and by night, and in the schus of our grabbing every free moment we can find to learn more, in this schus may we see the Geula Shalema b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.